Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Welcome to Tilly and Helen Are Mostly Nice People. We had a misunderstanding about the start time of today's recording, didn't we?
I don't think there's a misunderstanding. I just decided that it was half one rather than one. And it was not.
It was one. And do you do this thing? I was fine with you being late, but I just catastrophized what might have happened to you.
Did you think I was dead?
Yeah.
Is that because I'm rarely late?
You're rarely late and you're rarely non-responsive on WhatsApp.
I'm very available on texts,
which
gives people the impression that I'm more emotionally available than I actually am.
I don't know if it does.
I'm probably emotionally available with you.
I do read your messages in your voice.
Yeah, because I write them in my voice.
Yeah.
It's all very deliberate.
But you weren't dead today, so that's really good news.
No, I was just eating a sandwich in the kitchen and Georgia was there and I just wanted to talk to them.
Oh.
So I just decided that it was...
Fair enough.
Decided that it was half one.
Yeah, good for you. You set your own timelines.
Are you angry with me?
I'm really not. I'm really glad that you're not dead.
We're here today to do what we usually do, which is...
talk about somebody.
Yes, this is Tilly and Helen Are Mostly Nice About People. Every week we pick a different person. We dissect. I actually couldn't get that out. We dissect, we divulge, we veer wildly off track. And this week we are talking about...
The Rock.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Also known as Dwayne Douglas Johnson, born May the 2nd, 1972, also known by his ring name The Rock, is an American actor, businessman and former professional wrestler. Not formal, sorry, former professional wrestler. I'd love it if he was a formal wrestler in his little suit, formally wrestling.
There must be a wrestler who does that. How much do you know about wrestling?
I know that it's fake. Is wrestling the one that's fake?
Yeah, it's basically like a soap opera, but it involves people being athletic and there's storylines and people really like it.
Yeah, do you know much about it? Are you into it?
I'm not into it, but I did watch a great YouTube video about wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
And the game Undertale. And it's all about... writing villains, writing heroes, what makes a great hero, what makes a great villain. And that's kind of principles that are really clear in wrestling.
Did you do that thing where you watch a YouTube video and then you feel like you're just like the world's expert on it? I mean, you sound...
I can't remember a single thing about it, but I know that I know about it.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything that's said in the video.
You know more than I know. So people get in costumes... There are storylines, but they also hit each other. Do they hit each other?
I think so, but I think it's like, you know, it is stage fighting. I don't think they're really... I mean, there's a possibility of someone getting injured, obviously, because there always is and anything like that.
And are they often enormous? Because The Rock is enormous, isn't he?
Yeah, I think... I mean, it's all about, like... I mean, there's female wrestlers as well, but I guess it's mostly about, like, masculinity and...
Being enormous.
Yeah.
Blows my absolute tiny little brain that someone can be that massive.
How big is he?
Right, let's get this up. Oh my God, look at him, he's huge.
Imagine if you Googled him and it was like 5'7".
He's got his weight here.
Yeah.
He's 6'5".
Woo!
And his weight is 253 pounds. That's 115 kilograms. I don't know anything
less than any of that
stone.
Means.
Yeah. I'm going to have to convert it into stone.
Great, well, we'll just wait.
So, here we go. That's 18 stone.
Whoa. What the fuck? God, men are scary,
men
man.
Are scary.
I'm right to be afraid of men. That's too large.
That's too big.
He could just crush you like a grape.
Pop.
Your brain would just explode out of your eyes.
What I love about him, though, is he wouldn't do that, would he? Because he seems like a nice guy.
What films have you seen The Rock in?
Oh, my gosh, The Jungle Cruise.
I haven't seen Jungle Cruise. Is it an enjoyable time?
It's a really good time. It's a great
time. What happens on The Jungle Cruise?
So, they're in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
They go on a cruise.
No, you're joking.
Oh, yeah. But, you know...
Is he leading the Jungle Cruise?
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy doing the cruises. And then
something goes wrong.
Well, there's a woman there who needs to get something from something.
Classic. Women always needing stuff.
The Thames is actually haunted or something, or it's mad. Not the Thames. The River Nile.
Jungle Cruise 2. Whitehall.
Get an Uber boat.
There's probably a better title for it than Jungle Cruise 2.
Jargon Crumbs.
Jargon Crumbs?
Yes, because British politicians use jargon and they only give us their crumbs.
Right, come on, we can do this.
Jiggle boat. Jiggle float.
Waterloo. Something with Waterloo or something with embankment.
Tem to fly. It's about Thames.
It's about Thames. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Gold, gold, gold. Okay. Jungle Cruise 2, embankment, brackets, it's about Thames.
And also...
Thank God.
Subtitle
thank God your brain works.
Is Jiggle Crumbs.
That's the director's cut that you're...
Okay. That's code for that's rubbish. You don't like the Jiggle Crumbs?
I think Jiggle Crumbs is great. Do you know what, movie. Helen, what I usually think is shit, people are then like, oh, wasn't it funny when Helen said that thing? But if you notice, if you listen to me, there'll be no reaction from me.
No, I know.
But people at home are going, God, I love Helen. She's so likeable. I wish Tilly wasn't there.
Meanwhile, I laugh at everything that you say and half of it isn't funny.
It's true.
No, it's not true.
It's true.
It's not true.
It's true.
No, it's not true.
It's
Don't
true.
Let that seed
it's
of
true.
Doubt and hatred... plant
it's
in
true.
Your head. No, I don't
know. I've got
to
give up this comedy thing.
No.
I mean, I never really started this comedy thing. Comedy was thrust upon us.
By who? Great Big Owl?
Yeah. When we started this, I was like, let's do a serious podcast about the issues.
Oh, were you?
No. But I did think I would be smarter than I am.
I know. I like the thing you said last week that we've slowly through this podcast realised that we're stupid and don't know anything.
Yeah.
And that's why we're now doing The Rock, do you know what I mean? Rather than back in the day when we tried to do Sigmund Freud or whatever.
So Jungle Cruise, what else has he been in?
What have you seen? Have you seen him in stuff?
He was in Fast and Furious, right?
Oh,
am I making that
all
up?
All 11 movies. Yes, he was. Have you seen
that him? That was him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that was him?
Yeah. Can I tell you
okay,
how I know
he's good
him?
In that?
I'm going to Google it just because now you're making me panic. But I went to Universal Studios and they do this tour. And part of the tour is that you get accidentally taken off the road and you're in this like simulated thing where they're like where you're like in a big car crash. And The
Ooh.
Rock is there being like, run. Oh, it's not The Rock. It's not The Rock. It's another enormous man with a big bald head.
Oh, God.
What's his name? Let me find him.
Is it Vin Diesel?
It's Vin Diesel, yeah.
No, but aren't Vin Diesel... Right, for fuck's sake.
Who's Vin Diesel? I've never come across this guy.
You're joking. You don't know who Vin Diesel is.
I think I just thought he was The Rock. Who is Vin Diesel? Is he also a former wrestler turned actor?
No. He's an actor who just also has a bald head. Yeah, no. They are in it. They had a feud... They had a feud, supposedly. Let's have a look. He is in Fast and Furious, but he's in the later films, I think.
Also, I just need to side note, say that my laptop is overheating from the excitement of how much I'm on Google Images for The Rock, so it's making like a very loud shh noise. So apologies.
That's okay.
That's being picked up by the microphone.
But yeah, they had a feud. Love that for them. I'd love to be in a film with The Rock. Imagine acting with The Rock. That'd be so much fun.
I don't think anyone would see us. We'd be too small.
Yeah, that's true. Imagine how wide they'd have to do the shots. We'd both just be like... It'd be like when the hobbits meet Gandalf. pitch remake of Lord of the Rings with you and me as Frodo and Sam and The Rock as Gandalf. Who will fund this?
Oh my god, please.
Who will fund this?
Are you enjoying all of the promo for the Lord of the Rings series? No. Did you audition for it?
No, did you?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, my life's shit. My life is shit, man. My life is fucking shit. You auditioned!
Yeah.
Who's your audition for?
For some Hobbit or something. I wasn't allowed to know who the character was or what the context of the scene was. I just had some
Do you know who got it?
No. Well, that's what's great is there's 500 actors in it and lines were written purely for the audition so you didn't get any sense of what the actual show was about.
Yeah.
Also auditioned for the prequel of Game of Thrones. Did you audition for that?
What do you think I'm going to say? To you.
But right, here's a question for you. Is it better to have auditioned and confirmation know that you're bad so you didn't get the job?
Or, well, you don't know that you're bad if you don't get something.
Or to live in the illusion that if you were given the opportunity...
To live in complete and utter obscurity, not doing the thing that you trained for and is your dream. Yeah, it's better to have the audition, Helen. It's better to have the audition.
But you can live in a delusion that you would have got the job if only you'd have got in the room.
Great, just what I always wanted, to live in complete delusion.
Keep being delusional. Isn't that what it says on my notebook?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Always believe true. That something brilliant is about to happen.
It was funny when you auditioned for that thing and they tried so hard to give you the part.
I got down to the final one and then they decided to proceed with filming without it being cast rather than give
you
me the part. Good times.
See, that probably would have finished me off, actually.
Yeah.
So maybe it's for the best, you know.
How do you wake up every morning? Well...
Well, The Rock.
The Rock. So he had a
difficult childhood. He had a bit of Please tell me all about that.
Yeah, so I've been working with a young person, actually, who's completely obsessed with him because he says he had a, in his words, rough childhood and still managed to really, like, you know, have a lot of fame, success and happiness from the looks of it.
I feel like that's... more common in America, people push through kind of extreme trauma and poverty.
Yeah.
Because they kind of, you know, the American dream sustains them. Like, I will make it out of here. I will do great things with my life.
Yeah.
I will have huge muscles. Which I guess is a kind of attainable dream if you are 6'5".
And enormous. I mean, just absolutely. How does he make himself that big?
He must just eat all the chicken and eggs in the world.
My flatmate was telling me today is popular on the old Instagram with his daughter. I've not seen that.
Oh, right. God, we're ancient, aren't we?
Yeah, but apparently she is very cute and they get on really well.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
They have a nice time. And she loves that he's in that children's film, Mowgli. Mowgli?
Moana.
What's Mowgli?
Listen, nothing will ever top Princess Diana Ross from last week. In terms of your brain replacing things with other things.
Mowgli is a really delicious fresh Indian home cooking street food restaurant.
Is it?
But it is also a film. Mowgli.
Starring.
Legend of the Jungle. Starring Andy Serkis.
Okay.
Please cross your fingers. Say The Rock is in this. And her whole thing is that she doesn't believe that her dad is in the film because she loves the film so much.
So she can't bring herself to believe that it's her dad. That's quite fun.
Yeah, I think she just thinks, that's not you. That would be weird if you were in a film.
Yeah, no, I think it's Moana and he sings the song You're Welcome,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, it's that one.
I haven't actually seen it. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Yes.
If only I'd watched it before doing this podcast, but sadly it's
Never
not.
Never mind.
It's not possible. So then he became a wrestler.
Yes.
How did he become a wrestler, Helen? Quickly!
Did his dad do it or something?
Oh, really? It was a family business.
Professional wrestling career. Professional wrestling.
That's my career.
Sounds lovely. Shall we swap?
Did you audition for that? No.
After being cut by Calgary. I don't know what that is. Calgary. Oh, he was in the Canadian Football League. He played in high school and collegiate levels. He was assigned to Calgary practice roster, but he was cut 2 months into their season.
Damn.
He then began his wrestling career the previous year. Veteran wrestler Pat Patterson, what a great name.
Matt Matterson. Sam Samerson.
Tillerson.
Hell Hellerson.
He secured several tryout matches for Johnson with the World Wrestling Federation. And then he, at that point, he was wrestling under his real name.
Dwayne
Johnson. And then he did well, I assume. And then he became The Rock. Originally, Rocky Maivia, a combination of his father and grandfather's ring names. Yes, I knew his dad did.
Nepotism. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, does it count if it's being a wrestler? Maybe it does.
People care about wrestling.
Yeah. And I guess you have to see it to become it, don't you? And he saw it if his dad and his granddad did it. Then he did well, and the rest is history. Was that good? Was that brilliant. Concise?
I have no notes at all.
Would you ever wrestle?
Publicly.
Apart from with life?
No, because it would just be humiliating, and I've had enough humiliation in my life, so I just think stick to what I'm good at.
I think we should go to a break. Can I tell you why?
Because you want to check that I'm okay mentally.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Would you remember at school, do you remember people being obsessed with like wrestling being fake? And all the girls would always say to the boys, wrestling's just fake. Why didn't any of them ever turn around and say, listen, it's a soap opera that I enjoy, and it's for boys. So apologies to any female wrestling fans or female wrestlers. I know it's not for boys, it's for everyone.
No, but that's a good comeback when you're nine, isn't it, to say you wouldn't understand. It's actually a deep emotional journey that I go on.
Yeah, it's actually a collective experience all about humanity, suffering through adversity to become the victor.
Well, I'm sure there are still children who have these debates in the playground, so hopefully they'll stumble upon this podcast and then they'll have a really good argument when someone turns around and says, you know that it's
I guess
fake.
Maybe the kids think it's real, you know, like in a way. Because you do kind of think things are real when you're a kid, don't you? Like you think...
But do you think that some of the adults also think it's real?
No. Surely not.
I don't know. You know, like reality TV.
I guess they probably think that like a lot of the like feuds and stuff are like real. Maybe they are. We're feuding right now. Who's going to come out on top? Who's going to win?
I think it's you.
No, it's not me. I've got a strength.
It's you.
I'm tapping out. Ref!
Let me out of this place. Yeah. Do you think that his feud, Dwayne Johnson's feud with, what's his name? Rigo Mortensis.
Oh, fuck off. No. Rigo Mortensis. All right, Voldemort. Avada Kedavra. Rigo Mortensis.
Do you think that one's real?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't like each other.
You know who I mean, don't you?
Yeah, Viggo Mortensis. I love him. I loved him in Jangle Cross.
You think that one's real?
Yeah.
Do you know what it was about?
I think they just rubbed each other up the wrong way on Fast and the Furious. I think Vin's maybe a bit of a slippery character. And The Rock is like, let's show up and work. I'm here to work.
Yeah.
And I'm me. It's hard to say without knowing anything about it.
That is generally the problem with us and our lives, isn't it?
It is hard to say without knowing anything about it.
Do you have an existential question for me?
Achievements. What is the purpose of achieving things? what does it mean? What is the healthy way to achieve? Because obviously there's achieving because you feel like inside you're not good enough, or you're trying to escape from something. What is the healthy way to achieve?
That is a beautiful question.
Thank God. Thank God I've brought something of value to you today.
I think we try to answer that for everybody. And it's such a cop-out, but I think it's very unique to every individual person and their own personal goals. I think the biggest thing is when it's not about you, like this whole myth of the individual and the American dreamy thing. But I think people's fulfillment in those goals often comes, I think, from like a collective shared experience, or when they're doing something on behalf of someone or for something bigger than their own self. Lack of material goals. What's that Kay Tempest song? I keep listening. It's so pretentious. It's like, hold your own. She doesn't say it like that, obviously.
Hold your own.
And she talks about, like, stop wanting things, you sucker. You'll never be happy.
You don't want anything except to win a £1 million house in a raffle.
Which I don't want anymore. You know, I feel sick when I think about the idea that could have happened.
Have you stopped doing it? Imagine if you had to take people to your $1 million house in Wimbledon. I got it in a raffle. No one's going to fucking believe you.
Do you think?
No.
How else would I have got it? Secretly being in the new Game of Thrones.
Yeah, or just secretly being rich.
That is the kind of thing I would be, I think. Secret billionaire. Hold your own, Kay Tempest. Have a listen.
I will.
It's all about hold yourself. Enjoy the moment. But yeah, I think that's it. And then just try to enjoy yourself when things go well. What do you think?
I think I'm really jealous of your view on that, and like how many collective experiences you have and how much you like genuinely help people who need to be helped.
Stop it now.
No, but that is true though, Helen. Like, you do just buzz off helping people.
Stop. I can't look at you. I've put my hand in front of my face.
This is too vulnerable.
I thought you were going to say I'm so jealous of your audition for Game of Thrones.
No, I'm not jealous of that. I'm jealous of the fact that you are working towards something that like has genuine meaning and brings like purpose and value to people's lives. Like,
just for people who don't know, Tilly is talking about my theatre company here, my fringe theatre company. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Let's get some perspective.
Yeah, but it genuinely does bring, you know, some purpose into, like, you know, I mean, and that's the power of art, and that's, you know, always,
yeah, that's
what you're talking about.
That's what you do.
No, but I do it very much for myself.
No, you don't. You don't.
I do.
No, because it's not always
about... When have I ever done anything for anyone else ever? Name a time I've done something for someone else.
You bought me flowers.
Quickly.
You bought me flowers. You took me for lunch that time.
But
you're an
that's just friendship.
Generous
you're just
person.
Naming friendship.
Yeah, but that's all
that's
there is.
That's not achieving.
That's all there is.
No, but I mean in terms of the context of, like, your life's purpose. And
you're
mission.
In Doctor Who, and that brings a lot of people.
Oh, no. No.
No, but it's true.
They paid me very well to be in Doctor Who. It's not...
Yeah, but it's true. I think it's like... And I think you do this when you make anything. Yes, you have to bring yourself to it and you have to know what you're offering. But you're making something in order to entertain or comfort or explain the world to others. And that's why you like acting, because you have deep empathy with the human experience and the different ways in which we all experience the world. And it's not a selfish thing to be really good at acting and to just act. And I'm in so much awe. Like, I was working with some actors these last 2 weeks, and they came into the room. We've been doing this project for 5 years, and they came into the room for 2 weeks. And the amount that they managed to bring to it in those 2 weeks, it literally would not exist without them coming and just thinking about their own role in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gave it meaning and meant that people could actually watch it. It's just a concept in someone's head until actors come and act. It's like Dwayne Johnson.
It's just like Dwayne Johnson.
What he does is, you know, look at that boy that I've been working with who's like, I love The Rock and he brings me so much hope. And that's amazing. And he's had that impact just by being in Fast and Furious. Do you know what I mean?
Does he want to be like The Rock, or does he just find him inspirational? Like, does he want to be an actor?
He does want to be an actor.
Aww.
But I think maybe not quite like The Rock, because he's maybe not of the same build.
Mm-hmm.
He's not so enormous. But yeah. But you're great. Thanks for saying nice things. Can I ask you an existential question?
Yes, of course.
Do you think you're going to complete Couch to 5K?
Wow. So the last time I tried to do Couch to 5K was last year. Mm. And I got to week 4 and then an injury took me out. Injury took me out of the game.
Dark times.
And then I sort of lost motivation. At the moment I'm running because I'm doing a short film in a few weeks and I want to feel physically not like complete shit. So that's my motivation. It's really helping me get out there. I'd like to complete it. I guess I'm seeing how, as long as I don't get too busy at work, mm-hmm. I think it's possible. If I start working like 4 or 5 days a week, that's when I'm like, because I have to run in the morning.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do you think that is? Something to do with your body?
I think it's just getting it out of the way.
Mm.
I couldn't like be sitting around all day thinking I've got to go for a run in like 3 hours. I just want to do it, get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I hope I complete it. How many weeks are there? 8. 9? 10?
I can't actually remember. Because I got to sort of week 4 and then I just signed up to run a half marathon and then I just did that, which I really recommend.
Maybe I should do that. I might not be able to do it though. How long is a half marathon? How long do you have to run for?
13 and a half miles. It took me nearly 3 hours.
Yeah, okay, so you weren't running the whole time.
I ran the whole time, very slowly. I was so... I might as well have been walking. It was like a...
Okay, so it was a light jog the whole way, and you didn't stop?
I didn't stop. I did slightly break my body. But that was a very, very long time to be running, whereas most people do it in like 2-ish hours, 2 and a bit.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Do you know what you should do before that, actually? Mm. Park run.
Mm.
Because that's 5K.
Does it involve other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be doing that. I'm going to be completely honest. I won't be doing that.
9 a.m.
I support everyone who does that.
Not for you.
I won't be doing that. But the thing is, that's how much I respect you, because I could just be like, yeah, that sounds great. No, but I haven't done that. I've been honest with you about the kind of person.
You don't laugh when you don't find me funny. You don't find me funny.
I'm not a good friend. No. I don't contribute anything to the world. And I won't be doing part run. So well, I'm Vin Diesel and you're The Rock. This has been.
All right then.
I think that everyone who listens to this show, if you love us, if you've formed an attachment to us, you should really consider getting some psychological help and also contributing to our Patreon. Helen, can you tell the listeners what they'll get if they contribute to our Patreon?
You pay £1 and you don't get anything.
Yes.
That's true?
That's true.
But you get our love and thanks, and it buys Tilly, you know, a coffee, and then she feels a bit better about life. You give us £5 and you get our spin-off podcast, Can We Lose Maid? Where we talk about ourselves some more.
Think of it as the X-rated version.
Mm-hmm. The after hours.
The after hours. You're going to hear some things that you won't be able to forget. But there's not actually any sexual content.
No. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's what you can do on our Patreon. You can give us more if you're
rich. A
rich benefactor. And if you are rich, maybe Helen would be open to selling some pictures of her feet as well.
100%.
Yeah.
And so some just bear socks. That in mind. Some disused socks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always lose them anyway, so might as well put them in a post box.
We always end up with just one.
Always. What's that about?
I don't fucking know. There must be some psychological reason.
Freudian slipper.
Love it. Love it.
Goodbye.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.